Lawmakers hard at work in Olympia during the legislative session, and joining us on the 920 News Now live line with an update out of Olympia is Senator Mark Schussler. Good morning.
Hey, great to be with you again.
Thanks so much for being here. Let's talk about some of the legislation that you're interested in right now and working on.
Well, I think, you know, the one thing that affects every hardworking taxpayer in the state is the long-term care tax. And we'll be voting on that in Ways and Means probably today and see it on the floor very soon. Unfortunately, a lot of people in the majority think we should just kick the can down the road past the election and ignore the cost to those taxpayers. I think that's wrong. That's why Senator Patton and myself have both introduced bills for full repeal and go back and start over again, because there are so many flaws we probably couldn't go through them all in one interview.
And do you feel, Senator, that you have the votes to do that?
Well, I don't know. I think the problem is if you used the process the way it was intended, you could get there. But the bills that came from the House are written in such a way they're unamendable. Now, that may be constitutionally legal, but it certainly stifles debate and prevents the input of the entire body.
And there are some companies now that may be already taking those taxes out of paychecks. Now, if this is repealed, they would have to repay that money. I think this is where a lot of the confusion comes in. Is it here? Is it not here?
Well, the confusion was when the governor first announced it. He said he could, then he said he couldn't. And we can pause this, but we really should repeal it because it's not portable. You know, think of all the people in our region that may live and work in Idaho, Washington, back and forth. They may leave from EWU, WSU, and move to other states without portability. And when you look at the overall cost, you find it could potentially double. Just sticking your head in the sand really doesn't fix it. It just gets it past the next election, which is a good political fix, but not good public policy.
You also have thousands, sir, who went out and purchased their own long-term care insurance, knowing that this was going into place.
Well, they made that decision, and it's not a bad thing to buy long-term care, if you think about it. But being forced to buy a product that is faulty. My friends and neighbors that bought long-term care, if they want to retire to Arizona, they can take it with them. But the poor taxpayer that's stuck in Washington with a state-run plan can't do that. That alone is enough reason why this thing needs to go away.
All right. We will be following it closely. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Great to be back with you.